Today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis. So we kind of basically finished talking about Kinuyim and talking about Yados. So now we continue on other Lashonos that are effective to create a Neder. So this could be sort of like Hadpasa. Like Hadpasa where you say, this to me is, this is also like this. You know, you matpas it to something else, you connect it. So the Mishnah begins. Ha'omer, and here it's difficult to read without the kudos, because the kudos make a difference. So ha'omer lachulin she'ochelach lecha. So lachulin, which the mashmos of lachulin is sort of like a conjunction of lo chulin, meaning it's not chulin, rather it what I eat from you. What I eat from you is not chulin. What is it then? It's kodesh. Therefore, I have an eder that I'm not allowed to get benefit from. So, lachulin she'ochelecha. Or I say, lo kosher. Right, I guess it means lo kosher she'ochelecha, right? So that means not kosher, meaning, what does that mean? So, lo kosher, the lo dachi, right? It's not tahor. Oh, tahor, how's it start? So, sorry. Lachulin she'ochelecha. Lo kosher, lo dachi, those are all lashonos that may create the nether. Right? Lachulin, lo kosher, velo dachi. Those are the lashonos. Right? We're going to read in the Ran in a minute to break down the Mishnah to three parts. The next part of the Mishnah says, if you say tahor, tameh, if you say that it's tameh, but if there, it's nosar or pigle, it's also aser, right? Because now you create it. You say that this is like tummy nosar or pigle, so therefore those things are aser b'achila. So when I'm making a neder on is aser b'achila. If I say ki imra, that this item is like an imra is a sesh, a sheep, right? So your kavanah probably is for the sheep of a karban. Or you say kadirim, which is like the kadirim really means like the barn house, like where you're holding that, where you're holding the animals. But you basically mean. It's like the karbanos that are found in the dirim, ka'itzim, which is mashmos, is the shtei gizrei itzim that are on the baracha that are being used as the pyre for the fire. Or you say ka'ishim, like the fire, ka'mizbeach, which is, I guess the lashon they're saying is like the karbanos that go on the mizbeach, ka'heichal, like the karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, ki'irushalayim, mashmos is the karbanos, I guess, that are either eaten or brought in the city of Jerusalem, right? Or Nadar be'echad mikol misham shem mizbeach, or you say basically that this should be like one of the kalim that is used for the mizbeach. Afal pi shelo hisker karbon, even if you don't say the word karbon, hareze neder karbon. That is still considered. You made a neder karbon. You were makrasit to something that's a karbon, and because that's what the lashon is mashma. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If you just say the word Yerushalayim, that's nothing. It's a kid Yerushalayim. You have to say the kaf hadimyo to make it. Again, these are just lashonos. So the Ran tries to give us some logic as to what the structure of the Mishnah is. So if you look at the on Amud Beis he says lachulin she'ochel chakasher ladachi skikulu bipatachos halamid karinu. They all have a patach under the lamid. So lachulin, lachasher, ladachi. I think it's all with a patach under the lamid. Umishim hachi aser, and that's why it's aser. Demishtamei lochulin, because you're making this inference. The whole idea here is the inference. Demishtamei, you hear from it lochulin ela karban. Lochasher, it's not kasher ela, it's aser. This is not kasher. This is aser. You make the mashmalos, right? Ela aser. Lodachi, dachi also means that it's not tahor, right? Ela aser. The Ashkan Gav Hakigab in Heter Kiarinan, he gives a proof that Dachi means kosher.
So
that's the way he said it. They're talking about cases. All the Dharma is talking about cases that would be effective have you use these Lashonos.
I know, but why are you saying the negative of what it's not? Why do you say what it is?
Because that's the Lashon that he used. So is that Lashon effective? Yeah, if he said it in a positive way, it would have been effective as well. What if he did it this way? It's also effective. That's what
is the simple way.
Right, that's no chiddush. You're telling us the chiddush, the rules. Fine. So now, if you go on Amud Aleph, Yad Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tahor, You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from before they get, well, they're wide, then they're short, then they're wide and wider. So the second time they're wide, 7 lines up in the short lines. It starts Niran, Tana Masnisin. He says, V'tana Masnisin Tlas Dine. Our Mishnah is broken up basically into 3 parts. The Kol Hecha Shehu Maskir Shem Shemashmu Tola Heter Tzarech Sheyaskir B'Tchiloso Lamed B'Patach U'Mitzar D'Michla Lavet HaShemayhein. Anytime you use a word that in of itself means that it's kosher, if you put a lamed with a patach underneath it, that's mashna lo, whatever that word is. You have to have a lamed under the patach, and then it becomes usher because you use an inference. Lav atashamei hein, and hein atashamei lav, you can make the inference. If you say lo kosher, it's not kosher I eat, which means that it's usher what I eat. Right? Lav kosher, it's not kosher, meaning it's usher. You have to, so it's mechla lav atashamei hein. So for those first cases of the Mishnah are using a word that means kosher, with a patach under the lamed as a prefix, to use b'chla lava tashamehein. That's case number one. Number two, v'kol hecha shemaskir shem shehu mora iser. Anytime you use a word that in and of itself is mashma, that's something that's usser, meaning tahar, tamne, nosar, pigol, all those things, v'shayach b'kachim, and those things exist when it comes to kachim, pigol, tamne, pigol, nosar, u'bahani lo shayach lamed psucha b'tchilasar. You don't need a lamed beforehand, because you don't want to say la nosar. You don't say it's not nosar, because it's not nosar means it's good. Right? So all these things, you don't need a lamed in front of them. The adarabba, because on the opposite, e amar lehu lamed, ikalamim, and the latera kamekavin. U'dahani nami afagav lo amar hu kafa dimyo mitzri. These things also, you don't need the kaf adin, you don't need kin nosar, you don't need that kaf, right? Skip a line. Shekevan sheshimo mora iser below kaf namin liser. Since the name itself creates iser, therefore you don't need a kaf adin.
Even if that's shayachin, if I go to say your cereal is
pickle. To me, it means it's also to me like pickle.
Well, you don't say like.
This pickle itself.
It's not shayach by a box of cereal, but only shayach by a carbon that was poor.
You say, but I hear you. I think what you're saying though is you're saying that it's usher to me as pigle is usher to me. That doesn't the dinam of pigle, whereby if I ate it, I'm chayav kares. It just makes it a status of iser. I'm only transferring the iser status, not the other.
He doesn't say like.
Right, for these 3 things. That's exactly what the Ran says. You don't have to say like. However, part 3 of the Mishnah, go down now another 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 lines. It's 3 lines before it gets widest. It says, V'hadar tani. It says, V'hadar tani, ki imra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, v'chule. Those all do have the kafa dimyon. Tahani kulo ein shimo mora al shem iser. The name itself doesn't sound like iser, because imra is just a sheep. So how does that? Where does the lashon make? But if I say like imra, so it sort of implies that I'm trying to make it like something that is usser. So the kafa dimyon adds that. That's what the Ran saying. The kafa dimyon adds that element that's missing, the element of connecting it to something that's usser. When you say pickle nosar and tame, you don't have to say like pickle, like nosar, like tame, because it is usser. It's intrinsically those items are usser. But when you say something that could be interpreted a different way, you have to make it with the kafa dimyon. Again,
is that accepted by everybody? If I even say your are no sir, you say you're crazy. You go find a psychiatrist. I tell you, if I walk over to make a crazy statement like that, it's not even shayach. You'd say,
You pay. So if you have in mind to take a neder and you say your peros are no sir, so then to you, you've just made those peros or potato chips in your example usher to you because you made a neder. You made a neder that these things are usher to you. Yeah. Don't do it. Okay. That is the Mishnah. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Savrua, they thought, Ma lachulin, what does it mean, lachulin, which is with the lamed, is lo lachulin. Lahave, it should not be like chulin. Ela carbon, it should be like carbon. So Savrua, and the Ram points out, Lashon Hashas, Savrua means a havamina. They Savrua this, but maskana this. Here, B'masach Nadarim, Savrua means the Havamina as well. He says, Savrua, look at the Ran Gemara, Savrua, Hai Savrua, B'maskana Namikai. It also stands in the Maskana. B'tekavasei B'reishma B'basra. You have that in B'basra as well. That's Savrua, B'chitza, Guda. That's what Gemara talks about in B'basra. But So Savrui here stands as the Maskana. So basically what you're saying, the Maskana is Malachulin. The first part of our Mishnah says Lachulin. What does that mean, Lachulin? Lo Luchulin. It's not Chulin. El Lahave, El Karban. It will be a Karban. And therefore what? So Mani Masnisin. So who is our Mishnah going like? Because we're making the inference. The Chla La Vatasha Mayahain. The guy just said this is not Chulin. To me. So what does that mean? So unless you make an inference, it means nothing. It means this isn't Chulin. But how do you make it positive to say that this is like Hektesh? You have to use the inference. Mechla lava tosha mehain. Mechla lava tosha mehain is not held by all the Tanayim. So that's right. The Gemara asks, who is our Mishnah going according to? Mani Masnisin, I Rav Meir, if it's going according to Rav Meir, less late Mechla lava tosha mehain. He doesn't have the concept of Mechla lava tosha mehain. The Tanan, as we have a Mishnah, a few places, Rav Meir Omer, Kol Tanai she'enu ketanai b'nei gad of nei ruvein el tanai. When you make a tanai, you have to make a tanai kafel. You have to say that you have to make this is also to me. If I do this, if I don't do this, that. That's a tanai kafel. You have to do that's what they did, that's what they the b'nei gad of nei ruvein did. So why do you have to do it both ways? Because although don't you say if I do this, if I do A then B, there's an implication. If I don't do it, then but Rebbe says you have to explicate that. Why? Because he doesn't hold a mechla lava tasha meyehin. Of course, it's like, what's the connection between Tanaim and the Nedarim? I don't know. So, that they're making a connection, Mechla Lava Tashemei Hain, by Mishpatei HaTanaim into Nedarim as well. I don't know what the connection is. Right, Rashi, the Ran says, the next Ran, by the Gemara, it says, Lesley Mechla Lava Tashemei Hain, to who boy that he needs, he requires, I mean, Rav Meir requires, kafel. He wears a tri kafel. Kidiyolif mitanai b'nei gad b'nei ruvin, diksiv im yavru, im lo yavru. It gives both sides of the tanai. So therefore.
Then, that's not an if then? It's doing both ways?
What do you mean?
If
we go across.
Then something.
And if we don't go across, then if you go across, you get the nachla. If you don't go across, you don't get the nachla.
Okay, so it's more than that. It's actually doing both sides of it.
Right, it's called that's a tzai kafel. But you don't. If you just say if you go across, you get the nachla. Well, the inference is if you don't go across, you don't get the nachla. But you have to explicate that because you don't hold on making inferences. So too here, you don't hold on making inferences. So that he can't be our Mishnah because our Mishnah is making it us and we didn't there because of an inference. So all the guy said is this is not Chulin. He never said this is Hektesh. The only way it becomes this is Hektesh is by making the inference. Right, the Tanan, right, because the Tanan of Meir Omer called tonight. So. The Ran says again, he says the next Ran, the time of Omer, Beperka Omer Kedushin. The Afal Gav, even though Darmina Mishuas Aedus, the Chilesli Rav Meir, Mechal Lavatash, Chilav Hain, when does Rav Meir not hold Lavatash Mehain? That's by Mamona, that's when it comes to DNA Mamonos. But by Asira Islay, right? But by Isra, he does have the inference. He doesn't think that Mamonos is sufficient to have the inference. So Haskin Hassam, the Besota of Aedus, Lesli Mishum, the Have Isura. The Isbe Mamona, but and over there we said that Sota and Eidus is not just Isra, it's also a Mamon aspect. That's why he needs it. Right? Unadarim Nami Mona Isbehu. So the Ryan has to how is Nadarim? If you don't hold if you say Mechlal Avatashamehain only doesn't work by Mamon. Well here by Nadarim. So what Mamon aspect is there? It's Isser. Isn't it Isser? So why do you have it? So why doesn't Rav Meir hold Mechlal Avatashamehain? So the Ryan gives an answer. He says, Nadarim Nami Mona Isbehu Dahainu Chepsa de Mitzerala. Because Nadarim is an Isser Chefza. So it's not like Dine Mamonos in the way that it's like, I'm taking money from you, I owe you money, Malve Lova. It's Dine Mamonos in that it's not ritualistic. It's not talking about a lulav, it's not talking about davening. It's talking about an object which has monetary value. And therefore that's considered enough of Dine Mamonos for L'chla Lava Tasha Mehein. I think that's what he's saying. Otherwise it's a better question. Like, what's going on here? This is Nadarim is in Hafla, it's Yisurin. He says, no, it's not purely Yisurin. It's also has a Mammon aspect in that it affects something that has value. Okay.
It'd be possible that there's a Mammon aspect, there's a Knas. So therefore,
what's the Knas?
Maybe as part of the Neder, if you don't fulfill it, there's a Knas. Maybe that's the Mammon aspect to what would be happening.
But what's the Knas?
The knas could be if you don't do this, you don't do that, and you have a knas penalty. Maybe that's a mammon aspect.
So, but what? There's no monetary penalty. There's no knas.
I mean, said there might be. They're just not explicating it like everything else. Maybe just another inference.
I'm not following. What the knas means when I steal something from you and I have to pay you back double.
Like if you say, well, it's not this, it's not that, and if you have different cases and you don't follow through, then you're the mechuyev and the knas. So maybe that's the.
But there is no key of knas.
Well, I'm saying because maybe that's what these. Maybe that's another inference that he's not explicating that there's a that that's the moment aspect.
Yeah? That's not what the Ron says, but maybe.
What's that?
I don't know. That's not what the Ron says. Maybe find some, look it up. Maybe find somebody else who says something like that.
Where's the fine line between something that's outlandish and something that's effective? Meaning, if I walk up and say your head's a carbon, it's like, what does that mean? If everybody said your shirt's a carbon, maybe,
right?
Then it is effective. Like, where is the fine?
So you can't get benefit from my head. All right, so
is that what that means?
I guess so. I mean, you have to have. In the Dharma we go by Lashem Bnei Adam. We go in the Dharma we go Lachumro when it comes to Lashono. So we have to interpret it. Everything here is interpretation.
Line where you say that's ridiculous, but you say
it has to be realistic.
We'll get to cases where that are crazy, but I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you right now what the definition of. I don't know. Your shoes to me, you're usser.
Okay, that's
fine. Your eyes to me, you're usser. I can't get benefit from your eyes.
Your eyes are piggle, I'd say.
Okay, so that means piggle means that they're usser to me, and therefore I guess you can't be my navigator.
That's later in the week.
What? Right, we get some crazy cases, yeah. But we'll see. It has to be chalal lechetza. Right, it has to. You can't. There are rules, but you could come up with your eyes are usher to me. Which what does that mean? To figure out what that means, the Gemara, maybe the Gemara brings a case, and you have to figure out what that lashon means. Okay, let's just go weiter. All right, so Ella Rabbi Yehuda. So our mission is to go like Rabbi Yehuda. So if our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rush points out. He goes, why are you saying Rabbi Yehuda? Where do you know that? Who's the bar? Rabbi Yehuda's like the bar plukter of Meir in that case of Mechay Lava Tav Shemayim. Look at the Rush. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What? Right. He says, the who bar plukter of Meir b'chol makom. He says, because normally Rabbi Yehuda's the bar plukter of Meir. Okay, but here, he says typically if someone argues on Rav Meir, right, just speak. So if Rav Meir said the sky is blue, Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree with him, I don't know. What was that?
If there's somebody arguing.
Right.
But so that's a big if. You have to. What does he say? He says that for sure that's Rabbi Yehuda argues?
When there's
a. He says B'chol Makom too.
B'chol Makom. So here too? What does that mean, B'chol Makom? Where he argues. Where he doesn't argue, he doesn't argue.
He gives an example where Rabbi Yehuda says that the double. Even if it's not doubled,
right?
Then it works.
But Gittin is Yisurin, and we said even Rav Meir agrees to that.
Gives an example.
Right. Okay. I told you today's daf is not easy. Okay. when Meir brings his kishita here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say the other. The Rosh is saying that since in every other case where Rabbi Meir says something, so when my kids argue with me to go to bed, they're arguing with me, and then when they don't argue with me to go to bed, they're still arguing with me. No, they listen to me that time.
What's that? No. Yeah. If you look at the last line in the Mishnah.
No, that's a kasha. That's a kasha. So we're saying that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So El Rabbi Yehuda. So Ema Seifa. So look at the Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. So we need the Seifa Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda. If the Mishnah has to mention specifically a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda at the end, that means up till now has not been Rabbi Yehuda.
So now he's arguing.
No, but the Seifa is only arguing. You have to say Kit. That example on the part 3 of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Bahachi Katani, and this is what it means. It says, the third part of the Mishnah says Kit, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's She Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The reason why you have to use the word Kit is because we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum. If you just said Yerushalayim, that doesn't count anything, Bechi Omer Ki Yerushalayim Lo Omer Klum, because you have to say the Kaf HaDim Yon, because what does Yerushalayim mean? It can mean, I don't know, it can mean the plaza. What does Yerushalayim mean? Right? Is it still called the plaza? It's the Sheraton.
It's still there.
Right.
Yerushalayim could be maybe just...
Just the streets? Who knows what it is? So when we say Kea, that adds the language. That's so what's going in the sheet of Yerushalayim, but the entire and sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So the entire Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda.
That's what the
Kid
is?
That's what the Ron said the Kid does. Right, the Hadot Tani Ki Imra Ki Tirim Ki Eitzim Tani Kulu Ein Sheman Moral Shem Yisr. The name itself intrinsically does not create. No, Umishum Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda the Boy Lemer Bekaf. That's why we have to have the Kaf. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi Amar Ki Yerushalayim the Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzar. Really, if you say Ki Yerushalayim, that's enough for Rabbi Yehuda to make it Asur. What about the following Brisa? The following Brisa says V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ha Omer Ki Yerushalayim Omer Klum. If you say Ki Yerushalayim, it counts for nothing. Until you make a neder on something, you connect it There's something that is brought as a carbon in Yerushalayim. You have to say, like Bishlamim, like Atonto, like Ki Yerushalayim means nothing. So what had... So there's a steer between the Bryce and the Mishnah about what the Ki Yerushalayim works according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's my answer. Zeinu Chanami. What? So, right, but what are you qualifying it by? That's... So he says, so the Gemara says, no, cool, Rabbi Yehuda, he betrayed tonight, leave the Rabbi Yehuda. It's my focus tonight, I mean, what Rabbi Yehuda actually held. Our Mishnah held that Rabbi Yehuda said that Kidru Shlaim is sufficient to make a neder, to make it, your matrasit to something that is a davar aser, and the Brisa says no. So, what's the machlokas? So, look at the second to last line of the Ran. It says, Tana de Masis and Savar. So the three words on the Anam and Aleph. Last three words on the second to last line. The Machlokas basically is what's the status of Yerushalayim? Does Yerushalayim have sort of like this intrinsic holiness? If Yerushalayim has this intrinsic holiness, then it's like a davar aser. It's lahavil. It's like saying something.
That's probably why he used that as an example.
So right. So you had that. So you know, when one of the rules of a neder, when you do hadpasa, when you connect it to something, we saw that in the Ran on that base, is you have to connect it to something that was made aser, not something that's intrinsically aser. You can't say this drink is aser to me like a chazer. That's a davar aser, it's not a davar another. So if Yerushalayim has this intrinsic holiness, then it's considered a davar aser already. Or do you say that Yerushalayim itself got some, there's some sort of human aspect to make Yerushalayim aser? More metaphysical machlokas.
Did you say that about the chazer again? That's not a good neder?
No.
You said that in this mishnah?
You said that in Daf Beis, in the Ran. First Ran that we did. Yuchzar, so then becomes some chazar. The Ran says, in Daf Beis, he says, look at the second wide line. Sha'afa pisha neder cha below hat pasa. I feel hachi, even though a neder is cha without hat pasa, I feel hachi im hit pisu. If you did do hat pasa, ba'in on your knees, so you have to be sent a bedavar hanadar, the lo bedavar aser. That's very important. So let's.
Why is pigle?
We'll deal with it also, because pigle may be a problem. There is a question is, when are you connecting it to pigle? Which is today's end of today's Gemara, beginning of tomorrow's Gemara. At what point in the carbon process are you connecting it to pigle or nosar? There is a point of time where it become where nosar was mutter. So so you're connecting the nosar to its status that it was before it became nosar, or the status that it was after.
Yeah, nosar or tamei is not.
We'll get to it. The Gemara talks about it. Okay. So look at the Ran. We're still trying to figure out what the machlokas is, whether Kirushalayim is sufficient to create an eder. So he says, Tanu d'masis n'savar, the Rabbi Yehuda daito al davar hakarav Yerushalayim. V'chi amar Kirushalayim mitzar. He says, Kirushalayim means something that's been brought as a carbon Yerushalayim. Something that's brought that became usher. That became, right? That's, but Tanu bra, and the second bright Tanu still holds, the daito al eitzim v'havonim, on the trees and the stones, which some say, even going further, those things are all replenished and taken care of by the masters of Shekel. These are items, I guess, that are intrinsically holy. Va'achi idur hadavar hakarav lo mitzar. You have to connect it to some sort of carbon. That's what the Ran says. Like, look at the Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos. Va'tanya omer kirushalayim lo merklum. It says, v'siru le da'af Yerushalayim mi trumas halishka. The Yerushalayim comes from the trumas halishka, from the things of Master Shekel, da'avi davar hanadr. That's davar hanadr, because I've set aside, it's a Master Shekel, so it's sort of transferred. That's a davar hanadr. What? Rak ein dat hanod lakach, ela daito lahatbis kimoshi Yerushalayim kadosh, yotem kalot Yisrael, velo davar hanadr. Or do you say no? We talk about the intrinsic holiness of Yerushalayim. So it goes on to my clothes, whether or not it is intrinsically holy, where it's not intrinsically holy. What are you trying? What part of Yerushalayim are you connecting it to?
Man-made.
Pretty much, that's a good way of saying it. Okay, now the Gemara gets hard. Tanya.
That was easy.
That was comparably, yeah. So, Tanya, we have a Brisa. The Brisa says as follows. One second, I gotta switch. Yeah, Tanya. The Brisa says as follows. Guy makes a neder, and he uses the lashon of chulin, hachulin, kachulin. Those are the words he says. Bein she'ochalecha, bein she'lo ochalecha, mutter. Because the lashon of chulin, hachulin, kachulin, it's basically saying, what I eat from you or I don't eat from you is chulin. Right? So you say, chulin, hachulin, kachulin, she'ochalecha, that's mutter. If I say chulin, hachulin, kachulin, she'lo ochalecha, it's mutter. But if you say lachulin, if I say lachulin sha'ochalecha, that means lo chulin sha'ochalecha, then it's aser. Then it becomes aser. But lachulin lo ochalecha, it's not chulin, what I don't eat from you, meaning what I do eat from you is chulin, double negative, right, then that comes mutter. Because it's basically saying that whatever I do eat from you is chulin.
It's a double negative, it's a positive.
Yeah, right, so what I do eat from you is chulin. So now the Gemara says, Reisha Mani, who is our Reisha of this going like? It's Rav Meir, he's a less limichal avatar shemehain. It goes like Rav Meir who says, lavatar shemehain. Therefore, if I say, chulin, ha chulin, ka chulin, shalo ochalacha, right? So I say, chulin, let's say, chulin shalo ochalacha. What I don't eat from you is chulin. The inference is, what I do eat from you is not chulin, which is hektish. So Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. Which is crazy, weird, because the next line, I was trying to point out, but the next line said, lach, if we just said that this goes like Rav Meir. So what about this next line? The Brisa says, lach chulin sha'ochlecha asar. That's the case of our Mishnah. Lach, and our Mishnah said it's Rav Yehuda, not Rav Meir. So the Ram points out right away, you got a crazy problem with the Girsa here. He says, lach chulin sha'ochlecha asar. He says, kachi ar Girsa b'rov hanuschos. The last Ram were on the first set of wide lines. Right? It's like the fit. That's the girsa. But kasha tuva. Lama asr. Why is it asr? The only way lachul lin sh'ochla is asr is we're making the inference. It's not chulin what I eat from you, meaning it's hektish what I eat from you. That's an inference. Rameir doesn't hold the inference. You just said this rice looks like Rameir. What's this doing here? So the people change the girsa. Some people take it out. The Ravid says it's not lachulin, it's take out the vav and it's lachalin. It's a mesh, it talks about the lachmetoda. They had a big problem with the gears here, because that's problem number one. And it just, that's this whole long, part of the whole long run. And then he tries to explain the Gemara based on how you have the gears over here, which just made my head spin. Okay, so we say that the ratio of the Brisa is going like Rav Meir, because he holds Mekla Labatasha Mehain. That's why in the first statement of the Brisa, of this statement of the Brisa, you don't make the inferences, even though in one case you do make the inference. So Ema Seifa, so let's look at the Seifa of the Brisa. The Seifa of the Brisa was, La Chulin Lo Ochalcha. It is not Chulin, what I don't eat from you. We say it's Mutter. We say that is Mutter. So Gemara now wants to know why it's Mutter. Hatanan. We have a Mishnah, I guess on Shabbos, we'll get to that. Vatnan, if the guy says, La Karban, Lo Ochalcha, Rav Meir Aser. If I say, it is not, La Karban means low carbon, it's not a carbon, what I do not eat from you. So the inference is, what I do eat from you is a carbon. What I don't eat from you is not a carbon, the inference is what I do eat from you is a carbon, making an inference, and Rav Meir Oser. Rav Meir says Oser, and the Nedros Chalas. They ask over there, Rikashalon, how come Rav Meir say that's Oser? You're making an inference. How lesley Mechlal Abatosh Mehain? You don't hold of Mechlal Abatosh Mehain, he's making the inference. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba answers over there, Nasik Omer, when it says La Korban Lo Ochalecha, it's not a case of Mechlal Abatash Mehain. It's as if he says Nasik Omer Le Korban Yehiyeh. It should be like a Korban Ulefichach Lo Ochalecha, and therefore I will not eat from you. That's how he translates the Lashon. Right? It is not a. It is a Korban Le Korban Yehey, and therefore Lo Ochalecha. And according to this, even Rav Meir would agree because I'm making a difference. You're making a straight statement. This is a carbon, therefore I won't eat from you. Therefore I won't eat it. To me, this is a carbon, therefore I will not eat it. That's a valid carbon. It's not an inference. So therefore, hachanami, so to hear, in our case, hachika amrle. In our case also, it is, right, our problem was, is how can you say lo chulin, which is a mashman inference. So he says, no, here too, it's lo chulin lihiye. When he says, la chulin lo ochelecha, he means it's not chulin, and therefore I will not eat it. Okay. It's still an inference. It's still a Mechlal Abatosh Mehain. How does that answer for Rav Meir? I'm good. How does that... my kids say that. I don't understand. Right? You made a less of an inference, but you're still making an inference. Right? You hear Makasha? It's still a problem, right? We're trying to say how this is Rav Meir. It can't be Rav Meir because Rav Meir doesn't hold Mechlal Abatosh Mehain. So we're going to reinterpret what this line of Brisa means. And by reinterpreting it, we still have a problem because we're still making Mechlal Abatosh Mehain. Because we're saying, La Chulin, therefore I won't eat it. It's not Chulin, therefore I won't eat it. But it's not Chulin. The only way you say that is because you have to flip it and say it is Kodesh.
Right, because you have the two double negatives.
Okay, so that seems to be the Rod. The Rod, it's still an inference, but it's less of a difference.
Right, it's inference because you already have the other one. The
I think I
the
think the that's what the Ron's. I think that's what the Ron's saying. The Ron's. Sorry. Right, but you're making. So let's just read the Ron a second. I agree with you. I think it's. He says, in the wide lines, not the wide lines, the wide lines, but the second line starts with chitema in the Ron. You got it? Okay. You got it? He says with chitema afilu hachi. Even with this, hechi matzi chayel. How is the neder chayel? Exactly what you're saying. How is the Remeir doesn't hold this? V'hatzrichim bahani lomar mechlal avatasha mehein. You still have to say mechlal avatasha mehein. To mishum hachi, and because you lavatasha mehein, that's exactly the reason why we said the Mishnah was not like Rav Meir. The mishum hachi l'kmin le'el b'somach masnis in the local Rav Meir. He says lav kushiku. It's not a question. The Ron is positive. The hani milim b'masnisin. Not lavatasha mehein cannot be like Rav Meir. Only in our Mishnah. The Messiah Basha Ochalacha. What you're saying, Mati? Because over there he's Messiah in the positive. It's lachul and she'ochalacha. It's on, but here, aval had the Messiah lo ochalacha aser mashma lefilah of Neir. I think what he's saying is that at the end of look at the ending of what he says. At the ending over there he says ochalacha. Over here he says lo ochalacha, meaning he really wants to say something. He really wants to say something that I'm not going to eat. So it's less of a jump. Still a jump. But it's less of a jump, so we can interpret his word la chulin as it's not chulin, like don't eat from you, because he really wants to say something. Yet the words have meaning, and the end of the statement is clearly stating something that he wants to say. I don't want to eat something. In the Mishnah, he says she ochalecha, which can be mashma. I do want to eat. So therefore, in the Mishnah, I won't make the jump, but in the safe, I will make the jump. But I think your David's right. At the end of the day, you're still making inference. You're making less a lower level inference. But I guess Rameh says
an inference nonetheless.
Exactly right, but David's saying it's an inference nonetheless. Still mechlal avatasha mehein. But Rameh shouldn't hold that then. So the Ron says because it's a lower level inference, and therefore that type of inference Rameh will make. It's a chiddush because we don't see that distinction in any of Rameh's words.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy's intention to answer it.
Right. So ask him to say it.
No, but say that. Let's say his friend says say it this way. And it's the wrong way, but he means 100%. I don't want to benefit from your
right.
Tissues. Is it effective or not?
So that's yeah. So the whole idea is that what lashonos are interpreted different ways. So the how do you interpret?
He knows in his head. I'm not.
So you have to be piva libo shavin.
You have to
and you have to explicate it. You have to state it.
Right.
It's not like stucco where you just have to have it in mind. You have to explicate it for the neder to be valid.
But if I say, according to Rameh, it's
a wrong sheep. According to Rameh, it wouldn't be a neder. Our Mishnah, according to Rameh, would not be a neder. It would not effectuate an assert. If I said, lachulin, lo ocha, if I said, lachulin, ocha, the cup of whatever this is, of seltzer, according to Rameh, that's not a neder. Because you have to make an inference of Mechlal Lavatosh Shemayahin. According to review, it is a nether.
If the guy wants to hold it, it's also for next month. He can, obviously. If he wants to not drink that cup for...
Well, if he wants to not drink it, he doesn't have to drink it. Say, well, does he have an Isser of nether on it? Okay. So that is...
I understand.
It's very hard. So the Gnath Gemara says... So that, what's that? That means... So we can't say... I don't know what that means. So therefore, the seifa of our Mishnah should be usher as well. Because if you say lachul in loochlecha, why do you say the nether shouldn't be chal? But our Mishnah says the nether is chal. That was the whole kasha. The kasha was, how can this be Rav Meir? We said it's Rav Meir, but the seifa, it's not Rav Meir. I don't know.
Who's arguing with him?
I guess Rabbi Yehuda.
but
the Tanakama.
But it's not explicated.
I know, before you said it was okay. No, the difference is explicating what the Gemara is saying and explicating what you say when it comes to a nether. So the Gemara says, Hatana, the price of hold, Selak Rameh Bechada, Poly Bechada. Holds like Rameh in one way and argues with Rameh another way. Selak Kavasi Bechada, the less than Mechal Avatosh Mehain. He agrees with Rameh that you don't have this inference of Mechal Avatosh Mehain. The Poly Galei and the argues are on Rameh Bekarbon. Be carbon. If you say well, carbon loochlecha, our brisa says it's mutter, but Rameh will say it's aser because you would say low carbon v'ficha. The brisa doesn't hold like that. All right, another answer, right? Because again, the question was: is who holds this brisa? Who is this brisa? Rav Ashi Amar that the entire brisa goes like Rav Meir. Ha, the safe of the brisa says the Amar lichulin with a shva. It's lichulin loochlecha, and that's mutter because lichulin is mashma that this should be chulin. V'hada amr lachulin and sefer is where he says lachulin with a comma with a patach, and that's mashma lochulin. The mashma loli have chulin elik carbon. It should not be chulin, rather should be carbon. Then we have a question. Also, it's still an inference problem, but the Ron says it's not an inference problem. Okay. Now we get to your issue about the tar and the tame and the noser and the pigle, and we'll start it today. Okay, our Mishnah said if you were matbis your neder b'tar, that you said basically tahor kikur ze alai. V'chein, and also if you said tame, you say tame alai kikur ze, or you say b'noser u'pigle, like this is aser to me, like noser aser to pigle, it's aser. I'm no longer allowed to eat the loaf of bread. So by Rami Bar Chama asks, if you say hare alai kibasar zifke shlamim la'achas rikas dami mahu, I said these tissues are aser to me like the meat of a carbon shlamim after the blood of the carbon has been thrown on the mizbeach. Well, after the blood of the carbon is thrown on the mizbeach, the meat of a carbon shlamim is mutter to the owner. It's mutter.
Where? Only in shlamim.
Yeah, it's another aspect. I understand. It's only, and there are certain things, and the chazan shok is not mutter. Okay, Ron points all that out. But the meat itself, fundamentally, the meat becomes davar mutter now. So it's basically saying, these tissues are also to me like the steak I just barbecued. Okay, you're allowed to eat the steak you didn't. So okay, the same answer applies. None. Right? So the Gemara says that. Wait a second. E deka amar b'hadin lishne. If you say this actual lashon, this is also to me like the meat of a korban shlamim after its blood has been thrown on the mizbeach. If you say in that lashon, heter kamatpis, you're matpis it with davar that's mutter. The Ron starts asking your questions on that, right? Rashi's look at the Ron on the bottom, the last Ron. Bikaru kamat, still should be usher. Why to ha usher to me in Mathbus the Daro? Atomic cake the Buster Slamin. So there's still an Isser aspect over there. Two of the Suakashe, the economy Chaz of a Shok, so usher is in Mathbus Nidro. Chaz of a Shok are also usher when it comes to it. Right? Bludilo Kasha, he doesn't say it's a Kasha because you're talking about its essence, its fundamental essence. He's saying as follows. Diga machos nidra roi hayushi yasser l'chol du have actorship esriak. He says, v'yisura the tumein l'chaz v'yishok l'zayim l'amishum nidrahu di I hachi hay asr l'chol ele yisura hu the rami rachman alei. He says, right, let's say I took the neder and I said, you know what? One second. Let's go back to the Ron after we finish the Tut Stadim in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the case? Let's hold the Ron a second. Ella, kigon demachis b'sar zivkei shlamim umachis de'ater gabei. I have a piece of shlamim in front of me. Okay, that after blood was thrown, I have the piece of shlamim after blood was thrown. So I have a piece of shlamim there, and I have another piece of meat right next to it. Why they're right next to each other? I don't know. It shouldn't really be that. But a piece right next to it. Va'amar zeh. And I say this, maybe it's a loaf of bread, zeh, kazeh, is like this basar. So what are we connecting to? Which part of the basar are we connecting it to? Are we connecting it to the basar the way it is now, which is mutter, or are we connecting it to the basar the way it was before? Right? He says, my bi'ikaru kan matbis, as it was before, in its isra achila, o beheteru kan matbis, or are we connecting it to its status right now, where it's heter? So now we'll go right.
Says like this. What's the question?
So now we'll go. Well, this. So now we'll go with the Ron.
Say like this. This means
what
this.
What do you mean now? Alerted? He's talking now like before. This now.
Not like it. Like this.
And the Gemara is going to answer completely opposite the way you would. But but okay. So he says the machis basar zevach shlamim in Ron kamei achas rikas damim umachas hetera gavei a kikar shel heter. So be ikaro kan matpis. Are you matpis in the ikar? Be isuro shu hayakolim rikas adam damim. So maybe you're not supposed to say how it was. This is the Basar Shlamim. I want to say this is like the Basar Shlamim, and therefore to be talking, you're making inferences, you mean you want it to be Usr like the Basar Shlamim. When was the Basar Shlamim Usr? Before the blood was thrown. So the Gemara, now the Gemara...
That's not what the word Kazem means.
Right, so the Gemara, well maybe Kazem means this way when you're talking about, you have to try to figure out what a purpose person's intent is. Trying to figure out the intent. I agree with you.
Intent doesn't matter unless the lashon is
the intent and the lashon have to match. You have to match it up. What is it? If you have a lashon and you have the intent, now you have to match it up. But the Gemara, Ron, then asks your kashas. Even if you say that we're talking about it the way it was, the way it is now, right? If Yakati the kashile, I feel it in Tim Sing Lomar, the Beterikan Muppis, Kolomer Shekazem Mamish, Mamish the way it is right now, the Machas Kameh, as it's standing in front of you, Akate Litzer, the Asr Tmei Machas Nidro. It should still be Asr. Number one, it's Asr to Tmeim. I'm saying that this meat, this loaf of bread should be usher the way this Basar Shlamim is right now, after Rikas Damim.
Well,
after, it's kosher only in certain aspects. A Tamei can't have it, so I can't have it because I'm Tamei. Also, to Akashi, Va'ikanami Chazav Shok, Shasla Zari Machmas Nidro. Well, the Chazav Shok, it still has status of Isser in it.
Right.
certain parts of it become mutter, but still have status in Isser. So I'm saying it's usher the way it is now. Okay, so I'm trying to be opposite to the Isser parts of it. Right, he says, "Bilidilo kasha." No, that's not a kasha. The imachmas nidro royu haya sheya asur lekol the ha aktesheva asrei akuli alma. If the only way it becomes asur is asur to everybody, I don't know. Ella the bus is rikas damim pakli nidro. After zrikas damim, after the blood is thrown, there is now there is het there. Now the meat becomes mutter. The isur the tameim and the chaz l'shok l'zarim lamishum nidrohu. That's not because of his neder. Rather, the ihachi havi asur l'kol, because if his neder was trying to make it asur, be asur to everybody. El the isur hu derami rachmani alei. It's just a side, a byproduct. In other words, it's really mutter, but the Torah now imposes. I'm not sure how that answers the question. The Torah then imposes outside isurim that now, it's nevertheless a tamei can't eat it. You can't have the chaz of a show.
The Torah takes over.
Right, the Torah takes it over. Okay, but the Torah takes it over, and that's the status.
You initiate the whole thing. You got the whole thing rolling.
I hear you.
You say kazeh, does that mean kazeh?
What does kazeh mean? At what point of kazeh? At what point of kazeh? That's so
the gemara. You say the whole view of the neder is I can ask something on me and not somebody else. That's the whole. That's the whole definition of a neder. I can just make a neder for you.
That's what the neder is supposed to be.
Right.
You can do one way or the other.
Right.
I can only make it usher if it's mine. I can say. My stuff is usher to you, so maybe this is the same.
So, you, but not to everybody. That's the whole world.
You know, I can say that you are usher to get hana for me, but I can't. I can't do that on my.
Right. So why?
So this is my loaf of bread.
My husband.
And my loaf of bread, I'm saying, is usher like usher shlamim to you. You can't have it now either.
Who cares if it's not to the whole world?
Right, because I can make because I can make my things usher to everybody. This has a set. Of course I can.
You also make it just for you.
Exactly, but here he's saying it's us.
He's saying that you have to do something that's us and for everybody. Right? It seems to be his criteria.
Right, because if you're making the neder to say that it's like Basar Shlomim and you're going according to the way to Basar Shlomim, it still should be us to everybody. Because Shlomim is us to everybody, if you're Tommy. I guess. Anyway, let's try the.
And let's say he's coming.
Okay, so that's our question now. The question that we're left with now is where the guy says that this loaf of bread should be like this Basar Shlamim. Are we comparing it to the way the Basar Shlamim is now? And therefore, despite the Ron's questions, it would be being matpasit to Davar HaMutter, and therefore it would be Mutter? Or are you being matpasit to the status of the Basar Shlamim as it was prior to Zrikas Adamim, and therefore you matpasit to Davar another, and it would be Usser?
Let's say the guy's telling me when it makes his thing. Let's say he's tummy.
Right.
And you want to be like shlumming. No, but he can't have. You want to say it's a heter. He can't have the. He can't enjoy that thing because
he's tummy. So we're maybe that's what Ron's saying. We're tummy now also. That's Ron's point. We're tummy anyway, so it should be us. That was the Ron's question. So he's saying no. That his answer was, and we didn't like the answer, but his answer was that tummy, the issur of tummy, is not because of the status of the item. It's because the Torah says afterwards puts on these rules. Okay, well, if you give an answer tomorrow, I think the answer tomorrow will address your question about pigel. There's actually a girsa answer about whether pigel applies to the answer. I think it may address it. What? Amarava Tashima, last line. Okay.